The Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
We've got to move away from what our Labor Secretary Tom Perez calls a train and pray approach. We train them and we pray that they can get a job.
Fighting for Idaho.
There's a lot of power in family. There's a lot of power in faith, and there's a lot of power in freedom. Christians and conservatives need to no longer be afraid, because we are the majority. We just happen to be the silent majority.
Fighting for you.
The Bible says we should pray without ceasing, and I think God meant it when he said it. Even if it's just a quick, fast popcorn prayer, as we used to say years ago, prayer is the key to a life of peace and hope.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Amen.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Boy, you hear Emily Wither, that live report from Jerusalem, and I can remember, you know, Courtney Keeley and others, and how many of us would love to be in Israel today, remembering the Lord who died for us today. And whether you're a Christian or a non-believer or what have you, of course, America is a certainly a country of faith, and today we celebrate our matters of faith. Randy Jackson joining us now, a gentleman who we've known for many, many years, who's helped us out on a lot of occasions. And Randy, good to have you with us.
Kevin, it's good to be here this morning.
And what does Good Friday mean to you, to me, to the world today?
Well, I think the thing about Good Friday that is, It's a really key and important aspect to our faith, because it's a remembrance, it's a time of remembering what exactly happened a little over 2,000 years ago that had probably one of the biggest impacts in the world, and that was Jesus Christ on the cross for our sins. I think that that's just kind of an important thing for us to remember, and just the sacrifice that God was willing to make for us.
Indeed. Now, what are you doing right now? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the pastor of student ministries at Nampa First Southern Baptist Church, and also working full time. But pastor of student ministries at Nampa First Southern Baptist, and just keeping track of trying to help the kids in our youth group find their faith and grow in their faith, and I always tell them to claim their faith as their own. You know, don't be a Christian just because your parents were a Christian or your friends or your family or whatever, but really adapt it and make it your own, because that's so important these days. There's so many people that we see all the time people claiming to have faith. I mean, we can even look at our own president and who claims to be a Christian, but the question is, where are you really? What is your faith really at? What does it mean to you? And I think when I think of people owning their faith, I think of people like Pastor Saeed, who was so committed to what he believed, was willing to go to a foreign country where he knew he could be arrested and put in jail for it. Are we willing to sacrifice for our own beliefs? And so we really try and push and help them to understand that it's not about what other people believe that makes them a Christian. It's about what they believe personally.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, our friend Randy Jackson with us. Let's talk a little bit about Pastor Saeed. You've been following that story. Tell us about your involvement, if any, in the story.
We just have our kids at our youth group. We pray every Sunday for him. We had his wife come and speak at our church once. We try and do what we can to keep our kids in keep him in their prayers. And that's kind of been where we've been involved with that. So,
what was it like hearing Nag Meg speak, and what was the impact it had on your kids?
You know, it was really exciting, and to hear her speak. As far as to see how God has used that situation, and it had a huge impact on our kids. And one of the things that I tell them is that we got to understand that God never promises us an easy time in life. He doesn't promise us.
Hold on. And you're making me smile, and a lot of people are at 580 KIDO because, and I tell you, I'm a whiny blah, 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 because it seems as if we're such a nation of victims. Well, wah, 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 you know, whining, whining, whining. And look, if we didn't have whiners, if I wasn't so effective as a whiner, as my mom can attest, I probably wouldn't be a good talk show host. But that is so refreshing to hear that God, on this Good Friday with our great friend Randy Jackson here at 580 KIDO, doesn't guarantee you an easy time. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with petty jealousy? You know, when Billy, everything goes right for Billy, and yet we're stuck in the muck.
Well, I think part of it is just to remember that, you know, that God says, look, the rain falls on the good and the bad. Because sin has entered into the world, the bad things happen. He doesn't promise us, I always say, my tagline is, God doesn't promise us lollipops and daisies when we come to him. And sometimes as Christians, we get this idea of, you know, well, I'm a Christian now, so everything should be going good. But that's not his promise to us. You look at Psalm 23. It's a beautiful psalm written by David. And he says in it, he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And I think the important thing about that is he says, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death. He doesn't say, though I'm walking through the lollipops and daisies. He's through the shadow of death, which means he's going through some difficult circumstances. He's going through some very hard times in his life. But the one hope that we have as Christians is that no matter how bad things get, we know that God is walking with us. And because of the sin nature that's entered to the world, we're going to have difficult circumstances. But God promises us again and again, Matthew 28:20, for example, Jesus said that I will be with you till the end of the world. And that's where our hope and our peace comes from. There's a lot of bad things happening in the world. And we see that even in our own country. There's a lot of, you know, people concerned about where we're going in this country, what's going to happen tomorrow. But as Christians, we can rest in the assurance that God's in control and he's with us.
Randy Jackson with us. If you're just tuning in, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO, our Good Friday edition. As we, if you have a question, 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com. And we're getting back to the roots of this program. And you remember the first couple of years we did our Matters of Faith. We did it on Thanksgiving. We've done it on Easter. And why not do it today? And to allow us to get centered and focused. And we'll talk about secular issues as well. And, you know, we could talk about our salvation. We can also talk about our own inner personal development. But as you have, as a youth minister, Randy, studied the ministries, dedicated your life to helping the kids, what are your impressions are of Jesus as a person?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think Jesus made a really bold claim, and it's interesting you ask that, because there's a lot of different viewpoints on who he is. I've heard people say anything from he was a good teacher, I even know somebody who really believes he was a space alien, believe it or not.
You know someone that says Jesus is a space alien.
Yes.
They must be listening to George Norrie.
But here's the thing, and we can talk about, you know, was Jesus a good teacher? Well, how about this? Jesus did teach a lot of good stuff, but Jesus also said in John 14:6, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That's a really bold proclamation. He's saying that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. So if he's a good teacher, well, I'm not really sure how that works with other people and their beliefs, because that's not really a good teaching to them. So here's the reality of the situation. Jesus said he claimed to be the Son of God, the Messiah. So either A, he was telling the truth, B, he was lying, or C, he was just crazy out of his mind, especially when you look at everything he went through on the cross.
Right.
I believe that he is who he said he was, that he's the Messiah, the Son of God.
When we take a look at the challenges of Christianity today, you have other faiths that want to eradicate us, call us the infidels. The Lord did talk about there'll be matters of trial, of tribulation. What do you say to people right now, Randy, that are going through some tough times?
I would just remind them to be at peace. You know, God says in Psalm 34:18 that God is near the brokenhearted, right? He says in Psalm 147:3 that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Healing isn't easy, but he promises us that. Life isn't easy, but he promises us to give us peace and guide us through it. I would encourage people to, if they're going through a hard time, to seek God, to get into the Bible. You know, the Bible is so important to our faith because it's the Word of God and it's Him speaking to us. And there's so many answers to our questions found in the Word.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning here. What do you think of what goes on in the Philippines, where they actually nail themselves to the cross today?
You know, I think that's a little extreme. I think that there's no, and this is just my take on it. I don't see the need or the purpose for it because Christ Himself took that on Himself. We don't need to put ourselves in that position to try and punish ourselves or anything like that. I mean, He took all of our punishment for us. It's interesting when you look at what God says. In Isaiah 43:25, He talks about the fact that when we come to Him in repentance, He remembers our sins no more. That's pretty crazy when you think about this God who knows literally everything.
Right.
Who then says that when you come to me in repentance, I don't remember your sins anymore. That's hard to wrap ourselves around that, but that's what He says.
This is what I love about the Protestants, is that you learn the Bible so much. Us Catholics, we need to learn the Bible more. Let's take a listen to what's going on across the world in the old city of Jerusalem right now at 580 KIDO. Amazing.
That was beautiful.
Over 2,000 years, and these pilgrims go there.
I tell you what, I'd love to go to Jerusalem sometime.
Right. And to be there and to walk the Stations of the Cross, the Via Dolorosa, to see where Jesus died. What do you think went on in his mind today?
You know, I got to tell you, I think it would be... I'm not really sure, but I would say that I would think that his heart had to have been broken. When you think about, and we talked about, we actually watched The Passion of the Christ Wednesday night with our kids.
Hard to believe that's, 15 years old, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, to think that, to be taking the beatings that he took, to take the whipping that he took, he was a mess. Physically, to have the nails driven into his hands and his feet had to be extremely heartbreaking, knowing that his creation that he loved was doing this to him. I think of his words on the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I think that really says a lot about the mind of Christ, too, and really exemplifies his teaching. He says to love your enemies. That's a pretty hard thing for us to do sometime. Yet he exemplified that when he was going through this and he was on the cross, and that was his prayer. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. I think that we could learn a lot in our own life if we would learn to forgive our enemies as he forgave them and love them as he forgave them.
Boy, that is easier said than done at 580 KIDO. But let me continue on with this. But he knew that he had... he knew he had to go through this.
Yeah.
And he asked God, he asked his Father, look, if there's another way, you know, let it be done. But if not, you know, here we go.
And you're right. And he did know that he had to go through that. But the interesting thing about Jesus is he was fully God and he was also fully man. So he felt emotions like we do. I think of this one Bible verse, Jesus wept. It's in John 10. It's like the shortest verse in the Bible. And a lot of times it kind of gets looked at as like, you know, well, you know, hey, memorize your scripture. Okay, Jesus wept. And, you know, it's kind of like kind of a joke almost, you know, But there's so much power in that verse. And let me explain to you why. Because the situation of what was happening, his friend Lazarus had died, and he was going to Bethany to raise him from the dead. Now, Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew he was going to get there after Lazarus had been buried and in the grave for 3 days. He knew that he was going to go to the grave. He knew he was going to tell them to remove the stone, and Lazarus was going to be raised from the dead. He knew all that. But in that verse, what we find is we find Jesus standing before the tomb of Lazarus before he resurrects him, fully knowing what's about to happen, and he's weeping for the death of his friend. That shows so much emotion and so much love in Christ that, I mean, he knows he's about to raise him from the dead, yet he's still heartbroken over the fact that his friends had to go through this. So I think that that shows that Christ was not some stick figure emotion or stick figure emotionless figure, but he was someone who was acquainted with our sorrows and acquainted with our griefs. He knew betrayal and it broke his heart, even though he knew what was going to happen, that he was going to defeat death and be raised from the dead on the third day.
Right, exactly. God and man at the same time. We're talking Good Friday. Kevin Miller with our great friend Randy Jackson. And folks, today it is time to put that sacrifice into perspective, right? And we just ask you again, we'll still cover the big issues of the day, but on Good Friday we are going back to the roots of this program, the matters of faith. We've got a lot of folks in. The 8 o'clock hour, I don't know what you want to call it, Chief Masterson will be in studio. We want to thank him for that. That promises to be something that we'll all be talking about. Randy, please stand by. More coming up next. It is 621, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, a Holy Week continuing here at 580 KIDO. Our friend Randy Jackson joining us to talk a little bit more. He is the youth pastor at the Nampa First Southern Baptist Church. Randy, let's talk a little bit about, and we read this in the Bible, about Jesus on Good Friday, the day of tribulation, the day of suffering. And on one hand, and perhaps because we're men, we can't understand it. He's God. He knows he has to die for our sins, and yet he's still affected by the apostles falling asleep. He's still affected by Pontius Pilate. What breaks all of our hearts is the scene with Pilate washing his hands and the crowd chanting Barabbas, 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 whether it's on the film or whether it's read. You have to wonder what that must have been like for Jesus.
Yeah, that'd be intense, especially when you think about who Barabbas was. He was a murderer. He was not a good guy. He was really kind of a creepy guy. And when you think about, when you put in perspective, these are the same people that just the week earlier had hailed him, you know, they singing out Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest, the king of, you know, in putting down the palm branches as he enters the city.
Right.
I mean, such a glorious envisioning of the return of Christ coming into the city, and it's such a beautiful scene, all the people praising him and just lifting him up and excited, and these are the same people who not even a week later are now calling for him to be crucified and calling for on Pontius Pilate to release Barabbas instead of Jesus. I think that would be heartbreaking once again for him. But once again, that the picture of what that is, there's so much symbolism in that. Because let's be completely honest, we're all Barabbas. Every single one of us, that's who we are. In a spiritual way of speaking. Now you can say, well, wait a second, but I've never killed anyone. I've never, you know, done any real bad stuff. But the Bible is clear that when we sin, we're sinners. You know, it says, you know, teaching is Jesus. I mean, the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not murder. But Jesus said that if you hate someone in your heart, you've murdered them.
The most difficult passages or quotes from the Lord, that if you think these things, you've committed these acts.
Yeah. Those are. They're difficult for us to think about, but it shows the severity of our sin and the holiness of our God. And here he is, this wicked man, and Jesus literally taking his place. And see, that's the whole point of the cross, that we cannot do anything on our own to restore favor and restore a relationship with God. We have broken that relationship with God because of our sins, and there's nothing we can do about that. But Christ, it says Romans 5:8, that God showed his own love toward us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we were the enemies of God, Christ took his place, taking that punishment for us, so that we could have that restoration of that relationship with God. And so while it's a heartbreaking scene, it's also so symbolic of what Christ has done for us.
Randy, finally, if people want to get a hold of you at your church, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us this morning? By the way, thank you for coming in so early.
Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate being here. Our church is located on 417 Almond Street in Nampa. It's Nampa First Southern Baptist Church. We're having service time, so we have a breakfast at 9:45 this Sunday, and then Easter service. So we have a traditional Easter service at 8 a.m., and then a contemporary Easter service at 11 a.m. And if anybody wants to join us, we'd love it, and you can get a hold of us there, or you can give me a call, certainly, 514-5962, and I can give you more information about
our church.
Or
we can get you on Facebook, Randy Jackson on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And make it easy for folks. Happy Easter, my friend.
Thank you, and happy Easter.
You're listening to 580KIDO.
New Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
And good morning. Holy Week continues. Good Friday. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. If you're new to the Matters of Faith program here, what we do is we invite folks from all religious sects, all religious organizations to come in and to talk about God and Christianity and why Jesus died today. And you heard that from our friend Randy Jackson. Chad Ward joins us now. Mr. Ward, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and your group.
I'm a representative of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, commonly referred to as the Mormons. And like our church's name implies, we are believers in Jesus Christ. And central to that belief is a belief in Christ's mission as our Savior and as the resurrected Lord. And so we celebrate Easter in the same way that other Christian faiths do.
You told me this off the air, but your faith was put to the test in fighting and surviving cancer.
Yes. I had cancer 4 years ago, melanoma, and prostate cancer, both in the same year. And during that time, I leaned upon my faith. And it was my belief in the grace and the love of Jesus Christ that helped me overcome cancer, to be honest with you. It is a deeply emotional experience when you consider the possible death that awaits you at the end of the struggle, or the possible life. And so it does change your life, and it helped me grow closer to my Savior and gave me gratitude for his mission and his sacrifice for me as an individual.
For a lot of people, maybe they won't go to a house of worship this week. Easter, maybe we'll be getting some Easter eggs for the kids. How crucial is faith to you, to the community, to our country, really? That's an open-ended question, but it's Good Friday. your thoughts on talking to people that, you know, maybe you should go to a church or to a temple or to get more involved with Christ.
You know, our society in general is in such a hurry and going this way and that way and trying to accomplish so many things. We're a busy people. And sometimes it takes a crisis like it did for me when I had cancer to get us to become more contemplative and a little bit more humble and a little bit more grateful. And I think that members of all faiths, those with no faith, could stand the benefit of just pondering the universe. I mean, how many of us have not stood at the abyss of death of a loved one or our own demise and not wondered what's next? And my faith and my hope is in Christ and in the resurrection and in eternal life. In other words, a life after this one. So I think that we should slow down and contemplate our reasons for being on this earth.
Well, that is tough to do in the live blogging Twitter sphere that we live in. The you know, I thought I knew what instant gratification was 5 or 10 years ago. That seems like deferred gratification in what we're dealing with today. And yet we have so many secular influences that overcome us, that consume us.
It's overpowering at times. And, you know, that is one of the reasons that I appreciate the opportunity in our faith to go to church each week, partake of the sacrament. The sacrament is given to us as a gift, really, to slow down, think about why we're here and where we're going, and try to reset ourselves and reestablish our foundation, which should be in Christ.
Let's talk a little bit about Good Friday. Chad Ward with us from the LDS Church as we continue on here at 580KIDO. We talked a little bit about this with Randy Jackson, what Jesus was going through. Do you think any of us will ever get that? You know, we hear what's going on in the old city today from Emily Wither at 580KIDO, but do you think any of us will ever understand that suffering?
I don't think it's possible, personally, to understand it, to fathom it. After all, it's difficult for our finite minds to understand infinite suffering. And Christ's suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane and upon the cross is beyond my comprehension, and I think it's beyond human comprehension.
I go back to when Christ was on the cross and you have these two criminals, and it's almost a microcosm of where we are today, one laughing and the other asking for redemption, salvation.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's a little bit of a reflection of how the world is today, isn't it?
Yes.
We've got this dichotomy of peoples and types of people, some reflective upon eternally important things and some seemingly not. And I think it is, as Christians, it's our obligation and opportunity, really, to try to help those that have no seeming need for faith, to be an example. You can't go around and beat them over the head and preach to them. But
right.
If we are examples, like Christ was an example to us, we might be able to wake them up to the joy that can come from having a faith and a hope in Christ.
580KIDO, Chad Ward with us, 580-5436, 580KIDO. If you have a question, we're talking matters of faith today. Time to get you to work safely and on time.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO, Chad Ward with us. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as we talk about Good Friday here. What lesson would you like to give people today?
I didn't have a prepared lesson today. But
we really don't prepare for anything here, so you're good.
I can tell that. But one of the things that I think has come to mind while I'm sitting here is an experience that I had a few years ago when my father died. And since it's Good Friday and we're talking about the resurrection, that was one of the most instructive experiences of my life as it relates to the resurrection. He had cancer for a very long time, fought it valiantly. And during the last few months of that time, he knew that he was going to pass away. And he was a man of faith. And he was at peace with it. And I think that he was at peace with it. Well, I know he was at peace with it because of his hope in a resurrection and in a life after this life. He talked of it, in fact, often, that he was not afraid to die, but that he felt like death would be a release from the suffering that he had here. And he also had faith and a strong belief. You'd almost call it a sure knowledge that he could be with his family again, and that after this life was over, there were better things to come. Do you know what I'm saying? That impressed me so much as I watched him go through the process of dying, that it inspired me to want to get that kind of faith for myself. And I think that that has been a goal of mine for the past several years, to try to figure out how to become that faithful. And so I guess that's a great message. And as I've thought about how to become that much at peace about our existence here and what comes next, I have discovered that the central theme that I should focus on is Jesus Christ. Him crucified, his suffering, his ability to have his mercy and grace atone for our sins and help us to become like him. And in becoming like him, that means being a resurrected being and have eternal life with those that we love.
580 KIDO, as we continue on. This is a rough day for Christians around the world. It should be a rough day for everybody around the world when you think about it. You think we get it?
You know, I don't think we get it. I think even as Christians, people of faith, I think that we don't pause long enough to contemplate the suffering that Christ went through. And not just the physical suffering, which we often talk about, but the mental anguish, the loneliness. You know, he suffered in the garden alone. His disciples were asleep. He had to. It was part of his mission when he exclaimed on the cross, "Where art thou?" to his Father in heaven. He suffered alone, and that, for reasons that are beyond me, were necessary for him to work out our salvation for the rest of humankind. So I think that we can't quite contemplate the suffering, and I think that it should give us pause.
More coming up in a minute. 580 KIDO, let's get you to work safely now. 580 KIDO, Matters of Faith continues. Chad Ward with us, Kevin Miller in the morning. For people that maybe are going through something, maybe it's cancer, maybe it's lymphoma, maybe it's leukemia, what would you like to say to them today in the last 30 seconds here, sir?
Not to forget that our Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus Christ know us, and they are aware of us. And that because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that we have an opportunity to draw on their power and draw upon their blessing and hope. And that whenever we are at the end of our rope, that if we reach up to them, that we will find solace in that. So that's my message, I think, is just let's look up and pray and ask for the blessing of God in our lives.
Mr. Ward, thank you. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Serving